This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have got a ton to get to. Someone paid $19 million to have dinner with someone. Chris, I wonder how much people would pay to have dinner with me. Probably a lot, right? I would assume it's more than Warren Buffett. Pfft, what a loser. Now, we're going to talk about the vaccine stuff, and I'm finally going to get to my thoughts on this Lightyear thing. Bunch of emails, COVID stuff. There's a lot tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show, but longtime listeners of the show will understand exactly what is coming next. What's coming next is Medal of Honor Monday. What is Medal of Honor Monday? For you new listeners, every single Monday at this time in the show, without exception, we read a Medal of Honor citation. Whenever you win a Medal of Honor, someone writes down a citation. They do a write-up, basically, of what you did, your actions. They're amazing. And not only are they there, they're all available for anyone to read. They're all free. I don't have special access to them. You can do this in your home, in your church, in your school, for your football team you coach. Whatever you do, you can read these out loud. Don't give me credit for it. It's not some miraculous idea. They're all free. We just print them offline. But people don't even know they're there, and they never read them, and we have to read them. The men deserve to be remembered. Their deeds deserve to be remembered. It's not enough that they exist. If we don't read them, they might as well not exist. It doesn't do anything. And we hold up so much disgusting filth right now in this culture. And we praise it, and we push it, and praise it, and push it. All the gross filth out there. Don't you think these are the people we should hold up? Do you think we would be a better country if kids across America learned about Audie Murphy? This was the email we got. Jesse, we mark today the birth of a great patriot and hero, Audie Murphy, who exemplified in his short life the very best in the American military. He represents a role model for boys, which any parent can be proud of. We should set aside a minute today to honor this great Texan and very great American. Lieutenant Murphy is part of the reason we are free today. He says I can use his name. His name is Jack. And I agree. It is a good day to do this. So without further ado.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Audie L. Murphy, Army, World War II Europe. This is January 6, 1945 in France. 2nd Lieutenant Murphy commanded Company B, which was attacked by six tanks and waves of infantry. Second Lieutenant Murphy ordered his men to withdraw to prepared positions in the woods while he remained forward at his command post and continued giving fire directions to the artillery by telephone. Behind him, to his right, one of our tank destroyers received a direct hit and began to burn. Its crew withdrew to the woods. Second Lieutenant Murphy continued to direct artillery fire, which killed large numbers of the advancing enemy infantry. With the enemy tanks abreast of his position, Second Lieutenant Murphy climbed on the burning tank destroyer, it was burning, which was in danger of blowing up at any moment, and employed its 50 caliber machine gun against the enemy. God. He was alone and exposed to German fire from three sides, but his deadly fire killed dozens of Germans and caused their infantry attack to waver. The enemy tanks, losing infantry support, began to fall back. For an hour, the Germans tried every available weapon to eliminate Second Lieutenant Murphy, but he continued to hold his position and wiped out a squad which was trying to creep up unnoticed on his right flank. Germans reached as close as 10 yards, only to be mowed down by his fire. He received a leg wound, but ignored it and continued his single-handed fight until his ammunition was exhausted. He then made his way to his company, refused medical attention, and organized the company in a counterattack, which forced the Germans to withdraw. His directing of artillery fire wiped out many of the enemy. He killed or wounded about 50. Second Lieutenant Murphy's indomitable courage and his refusal to give an inch of ground saved his company from possible encirclement and destruction and enabled it to hold the woods, which had been the enemy's objective. Daggone. Up there on a burning tank destroyer by himself. All right, now I need to, before we get to the new Pixar movie we're going to make fun of and the vaccine stuff and the Navy, which but there's a disaster story here. Before we get to emails, before we get to any of that, I wanted to get something off my chest. We had the boys away at a camp for the last week. And this was, it's a Christian-based camp. But at this camp, the boys, I would guess there's 1,000 of them. That's a guess. They come together at this camp. It's all fenced in. It's huge security. And what do for a week? They ride horses. They shoot guns. They go fishing. They go ziplining. They go swimming. They play kid games all over the place. They shoot each other with paintball guns. They, of course, go to chapel and read the Bible and sing songs. And my children have been going to this camp for, this is now the 6th year in a row. And keep in mind, it's the dead of summer, and they're outside the whole time, sweaty, dirty, getting bumps, bruises, scrapes, and whatnot. My two sons beg to go every single year. They have them in all these cabins with the counselors, and they eat ice cream. They eat pizza. They laugh. And I brought it up this weekend. I put it on social media that we went and picked our kids up. What was it? Saturday? I think about Saturday we picked them up from the camp. And we get them in the car, and they stink. And all their clothes stink because they've been sweating for a week. And they're dirty, and they're exhausted. And they're just the happiest boys in the world at that moment. And when I put it up, you cannot believe how much feedback I got from people out there of saying, maybe you're asking this question right now, my goodness, where is this camp? How can I get in this camp? I want a camp like that. Can we get camps like this? I want this camp for our kids. So much, there was so much of that. Friends of mine who have, you know, my cell phone are texting me privately, hey, what is this? Tell me how to do it. And it hit me. I mean, very rarely have I done something that gave me that kind of a response immediately. I just kind of said it as a throwaway. And it really, really did hit me. Because of all the endless insanity out there, like the new lesbian kiss in the Lightyear movie, because of the endless insanity, the relentless cultural Marxism that's pushed every single place, everywhere we go, from your kid in preschool to the new Disney movie to the government to the FBI to the military. We're going to get to the Navy stuff. It's just, it's everywhere you turn, and it's endless. And it really does, it really hit me People are craving the old ways so, so badly. People don't like where we're going. And I say this for a couple reasons. One, the main reason I say this is to encourage you. If you are looking around right now and you are mortified at what is happening to your country and what is happening to your culture, and you want something better and you don't want it to go this way, you have to understand there are millions of people who think just like you. You are not alone. You are not alone. There are so many people out there who want what you want. And I'll say this for a second reason. The chances that there is a camp like this in your area, when I say in your area, I mean within a few hours, are strong. You probably just don't know about it. Start digging in. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a church camp. There are camps like this all over the place. Horses and guns and fishing and sweaty and dirty and outdoors and good values. I mean, my kids, I'm just floored by this. At this camp, every single morning, every one of them, they would be marched out to the flagpole and they would bow their heads and they would say a prayer for this country as the flag was raised. And at night, they would all go back to the flagpole. And as the flag was lowered, they all bowed their heads and said a prayer again. Be encouraged. This was a gigantic camp. They'll be full all summer. There's a ton of great America you can still tap into and a ton of great America you can still be proud of that's worth fighting for. All right? All right. Now let's talk about this light year thing, and I'll get to your emails and the FDA stuff and the Navy stuff and all that. But look, we feel surrounded. We do. You do. I do. You can't have a cell phone anymore without supporting this filth. You can't have a cell phone. You can't have a mobile plan without supporting this filth. Actually, I take that back. You can. You just maybe aren't doing it yet. If you have AT&T as your mobile carrier, you support this filth every month with your dollar. T-Mobile, same thing. Verizon, same thing. No matter what your mobile carrier is, pretty much, you support this filth. You can switch to PureTalk and not only save a fortune. My bill got cut in half when I switched my whole family over. You can switch to PureTalk and not fund the people who hate you. In fact, you can fund people who love you. CEO of PureTalk, he was in the jungles of Vietnam fighting for you. He loves this country so much, their entire customer service team is in America. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And oh, I forgot to tell you, everyone's going to be mad. Everyone's going to get mad at me. Next Monday's show, after that show, I'll be here next Monday. All right, I will be here. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. We're going to have a blast. After that, I'm gone for a week. Where am I going? Don't worry, I'm not doing anything too dangerous. Actually, yes, I am. I'm going fishing. There'll be bears and wildlife. I am taking my sons. We are going with my father, so it's three generations of Kellys. We are getting out of cell phone range, and we are going to go catch a whole bunch of fish, and it's going to be fantastic. So that's where I'm going. It's going to be wonderful. That reminds me, we got a couple Father's Day things. I love you guys. The greeting in this one is, Dear Symmetrical Sir. What, Chris? You wouldn't understand. It's me and Denzel. My 7-year-old son, he says I can say his name is Connor, made me a Father's Day present. He was so excited to show me. Quote, Daddy, guess who it is? Lego Jesse Kelly. He says, I'm always listening to your show when they're in the car and they're into it too. Can you play the fart sound in a Frito Bandito in honor of a very cool little anti-communist? Connor, you bet. For one, there's your fart sound. Two, here's your Frito Bandito, son.
I
ay, ay, ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
There you go, Connor. He also said his Lego rendition isn't very kind to your hairline, though. Sorry, bro. Freedom isn't free.
You know, freedom is not free.
And he has a picture of it. He didn't put any hair on me. You know the little Lego things where you take the top off? He's just bald. And look, let me tell you something. I understand that my hair is going away. I'm a Kelly. The Kellys don't keep our hair. You should see the mop Michael and Chris have on top of their heads, too. What, Chris? What? Chris said it'll be gone in a year. No, he's probably not wrong. Look, I'm going to be... Fellas, we've had this talk before. Let's just have a heart-to-heart. It's just you and me. My hair is thinning, and it's retreating back towards my ears like the Italian Navy. So I've got the double whammy coming. I don't care... Father Time is undefeated, but you know what I'm going to do about it, fellas? I'm going to do about it the same thing each and every one of you should do about it. I'm going to shorten it. I probably won't go completely buzzed, bald, but I'm going to shorten it extremely. Guys, I know you want to stay 20 forever with your luscious locks and whatnot. You're not going to be 20 forever. Your hair might fall out on you. It might go gray. Hear me out, guys, and I need you to hear me well. Do not dye your hair. We can all tell it looks terrible every single time you do it. Chicks dig gray hair, man. They dig gray hair. Go gray. Or maybe you're thinking, Jesse, I'm going bald. You don't understand. No, I do understand. I'm going bald too. So what? Go bald. Let it go. Let it go. Buzz it down and let it go. Do not grow it out and try to cover it up. Everyone can see what you're doing. Don't you dare do the comb over. My word, no more comb over. We can all see. Do not get a toupee. Everyone can tell. It looks awful. Let it go, my brother. And ladies, you know what? You know what? I'm not just going to lecture men either because we're an equal opportunity show around here. Ladies, stop squirting things in your face. I'm told that women do this Botox stuff all the time because they start getting older or whatnot. Ladies, a 40-year-old, 50-year-old woman who takes care of herself is 10 times as hot as a 20-year-old dime. A couple lines in your face don't mean anything. The skin don't last forever. Get a wrinkle or two. You're still a dime, ladies, all right? Let it go. Let it go. Jesse. I get another Father's Day one, and then I'm moving on. Jesse, my four-year-old brought this to me after Sunday school today. I almost lost it. The only thing he got wrong was my age. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. Happy Father's Day. And the kid had to answer a questionnaire about his dad. He said, my dad's 32. My dad's job is fixing things. His favorite color is blue, and his favorite food is Jesse Kelly burgers. I do love it. Yes, I do. All right. The big news, or there's a bunch of different things, but one of the big items today that's in the news is the new Lightyear film. If you're a parent, you know all about the Toy Story movies. If you're not, just understand the Toy Story movies were huge, and every parent has watched them all about a dozen times. And it was that new genre of movie where, it's a kids movie. You can take your kids to it, and the values in it are pretty good. But they put in enough humor that mom and dad aren't suffering. They're not brutal at all. I'll still watch them to this day. Well, because these movie theaters lack talent and imagination, they oftentimes go back to the well and go back to prequels or things that were popular before. And one of the characters in the old Toy Story movies was Buzz Lightyear. He was basically the main character. There were two main characters. He was one of them. And it was voiced by Tim Allen. Tim Allen is that comedian. He's the actor from the great show, underrated show, Home Improvement. And he's also a right winger. He's not afraid to be a right winger. So they decided they're going to make a movie called Lightyear, about kind of the origin story of Buzz Lightyear, whatever the case may be. And one, they decided they're not going to cast Tim Allen. No place for Tim Allen in this movie because of his politics. Everyone knows it's because of his politics. Do you know there was a famous... Oh, I better not say the show. I don't have the guy's permission. There was a famous television show. It's one of the most famous reality TV shows. It was huge for a while. And I ended up at a political event with one of the producers of this show. And we ended up staying up late that night. We were hanging out, just gossiping, talking about everything. And it was then that I found out that if you're in Hollywood and if you have views on the right, you are so poisonous. You will lose so much money that they actually have codes for each other that they share in case you're someone on the right. You can't come out and say, oh, yeah, screw Joe Biden. I'm voting for Trump. No. You'll never work again. That's how poisonous, that's how exclusive Hollywood is. So they chose to run away from Tim Allen and cast someone else. And they chose to do, well, something else with the film. And they did it, and they did it on purpose. We'll talk about what they did in just a second. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Excuse me just one second. Chris, Michael, excuse me one second. I have to take a drink of my juice because I'm busy juicing. You guys wouldn't know anything about this healthy life over here. It's not like I'm miserable and starving to death. Hang on one sec. That's good. I don't want a pizza right now. I'd rather have this juice. It's way better. Back to what we were talking about, this new film. You remember Florida came out with this bill. It was a simple bill, and it simply said, stop talking about sex to kindergartners. That's really all it said. People were seeing video after video after video of this stuff, and they got horrified, and they wanted it stopped.
Today, on the last day, I finally decided to come out to my kids. And my kids are older. They're 4.
Pay attention to how old these kids are, okay? Pay attention.
Today, on the last day, I finally decided to come out to my kids. And my kids are older. They're 4 and 5, and... the way that he did it is just read him a book about this teddy bear that kind of comes out as a trans girl.
Chris just brought up a very good point. They're older? 4 and 5 is older? I'm sorry you had to wait so long before you came out to the kids. But okay, so you set that aside. You get the idea. Some psycho came out to a bunch of 4-year-old kids. And Florida finally came out with a bill that said no more sex talk with kindergartners. I think it was like pre-K through third grade, I believe the bill was. Just don't talk about sex of any kind. Do not bring it up. Again, totally benign. Well, Florida Democrats lost their mind, started calling it the Don't Say Gay bill, and then Disney decided to step in. Disney was so upset about this bill, so radically upset about the bill, that this new movie, Lightyear, that came out, it did not have a kissing scene with lesbians in it. Disney, in response to Florida's bill, decided to put this scene back in it. Remember, this is being done on purpose. I've played this clip for you 1,000 times. I know she says like 1,000,000 times and she can't speak whatsoever, but I want to play this for you again so you understand. These people don't view things the way you view things. They don't make movies to make movies and entertain. They make movies so they can share their religion. This lady is a Disney producer. She makes the Disney content you're for some reason still letting your child watch.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and like our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. And so like I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt, like that sense of I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background. This, like, I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
Headline: Pixar's Lightyear fizzles at the box office. We talk about enough negative stuff on the show. Because there's a bunch of negative news, and I know you know that I love to laugh. That's why we have fun here. I just want to say, for whatever it's worth, I'm so freaking proud right now. And I'm proud for this reason. People are finally starting to put their money where their morals are, which we've talked about time and time and time and time and time again. Putting your money where your morals are. I have no doubt this Father's Day weekend, if you were hanging out with the fam, that someone brought up going to the movies. This movie bombed so badly, it's doing half of what they thought it was going to do. Maybe we're finally getting to the point where we are willing to become activists like they're willing to become activists. Because we must always understand, LaToya Ravenel, all the people who made Lightyear for kids, they don't sit down and just want to make a great kids movie. They don't. They sit down and they believe they are on a crusade. They are on a mission. Their mission is to spread the LGBTQ Air Force stuff from here to the ends of the earth. And that includes to your children. When they're sitting down and they're coming up with the writing for it, they are purposeful. They went to work and they were purposeful that day. Purposeful about assaulting you and your values and destroying the culture you love. If we in turn also become purposeful, they have no chance. None. I talked to a friend of mine. Kira Davis is a good friend of mine. She's the editor at large at Red State. And she's actually going to be on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on the First TV. And I was talking to her about this. And she said, you know something practical parents can do if they're upset right now? Go down to your kid's library, the school library. Meet up with a bunch of parents if you want to make it fun. Go down to the school library and go look at the books in the school library. She said, even in that fancy private school you're in, you'd be shocked at what they're pushing on your kids. Shocked at what they're cramming down the throat of your children. Speaking of which,
we all sat and watched the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings, in which she very calmly sat through what I think a lot of, particularly Black women, let's just be honest, felt was brazen disrespect. What did you think when you watched that hearing?
I will tell you, Joy, I experienced great joy when I watched this brilliant, phenomenal Black woman.
Michael, you think she's a pothead? She might be on something. Maybe not. Maybe it's not the devil's lettuce. She might be on something. I think we just cracked the code here. She's on. She's got to be on something. Look, even Dome, nobody is that ill-prepared. I mean, she was asked the softball abortion question, and she's a Democrat. All she has to do is come right out and say, yeah, murder all the babies. But even this one came off weird.
For those of us of faith, I think that we agree, many of us, that...
I love, by the way, how she struggles of faith, because she had to make herself one of them. For those of us of faith, people like me, I'm one of those faith people.
for those of us of faith, I think that we agree, many of us, that there's nothing about this issue that will require anyone to abandon their faith or change their faith. It's simply saying that the government should not have the ability to decide what an individual does with her own body.
The government should never decide what you do with your own body. That's outrageous.
Hopefully, the more people that get vaccinated and boosted, and the more people that realize the importance of when you have a high level of viral dynamics, that when you're in an indoor setting, you should wear a mask, even though the whole world, including the United States and the UK, are just worn out and tired by this outbreak.
How did Kamala Harris ever get there? All right, I have a bunch of emails to get to. Somebody, the first one, is mad at me. We still have to talk this FDA stuff. Oh, the Navy. The Navy's teaching the sailors proper gender pronouns now. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Navy and naval combat and things like that. There's still a ton of fun to be had on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and look at this. Heavy D playing offense again. How about that? All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. All those are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I still can't wrap my mind around how truly, truly despicable and evil the people are who run this country. Our medical community, Democrats, public health officials. I mean, this is a level of evil that is equal to a lot of the dictators of the past. It really is. And just because they do it with smiling faces and doctor's notes, it doesn't excuse it. I'm once again going to play this for you. An FDA official, Dr. Peter Marks. This is an FDA official. Listen.
Just about the reported incidence and the baseline rate of myocarditis prior to vaccination. Is there any data that you have on that?
Yes. So there are data on the incidence of myocarditis in this age range, but this is a known phenomena in the 12 to 17 year old age range. The rate that it was seen in the 12 to 17 year olds who were vaccinated seemed to be about fivefold higher than the baseline rate.
12 to 17 year olds. Again, those are not my words. Those are the words of Dr. Peter Marks. Fivefold increase in myocarditis in 12 to 17 year olds. That was the FDA. That was an FDA official. Here's the headline from today. FDA begins a rollout of COVID vaccine for kids 6 months to 5 years old. I have never once told you not to get it. Have I? Not your doctor. I don't care what you did. I didn't get it. I gave you the reasons. You do whatever you want to do. But I have said several times, and I will say it again, do not give that freaking thing to your children. Keep that thing out of your children. You hear me? Email. Your bobblehead. You bobblehead. No Democrat leader has the mental capacity to think up Eric Adams running for president, and now you let the cat out of the bed. You have to quit giving the commiecrats good ideas. Just kidding, but you're right. Who else are they going to run? I love you and love your show. You're my favorite talk radio host. Keep up the good work. You can use my name, Semper Fi. Semper Fi to you, Steve. I appreciate you. Look, in case you missed it, I said on Friday, I made a prediction. I think Eric Adams is going to be the Democrat nominee for president of the United States of America. And I know that's the ultimate long shot thing, and it sounds crazy. But again, you all watched Joe Biden fall off of his bicycle. You've seen Joe Biden unable to talk. This is Joe Biden, and it gets more stressful from here once Republicans take over the House. Joe Biden ain't going to make it. He ain't going to make 4 years. He won't. He'll resign. Well, the backup is Dome. You can't run Dome. As bad as Joe Biden is, Kamala Harris, she's actually less popular than him. You realize how insane that is? She's underneath the president of the United States. Quit. Anyway, but she is. She's underneath him. Okay, so you can't run Dome because she's detestable. But who's the backup plan? Rear Admiral Buttigieg, right? Well, Rear Admiral Buttigieg is gay. Gay is a big problem in the black community. You cannot win the Democratic nomination for president if you don't win the black community. You just don't. That's why Joe Biden won South Carolina. It's why he went down and got the Clyburn endorsement. It's a big deal. They're not going to vote for a gay guy. So where does that leave you? Bernie? Bernie's 1,000 years old. Elizabeth Warren? She can't get elected. She's a feminist. Everyone hates feminists, even other feminists. She'll never get elected. With that Beach Boys haircut and those bug eyes, not a chance. Then you have Eric Adams. I hate him too. Don't email me. Oh, you love Eric Adams. It's so obnoxious when people can't think above a gerbil. This is not praise. I hate the guy. But there he is, young, in shape, charismatic, mayor of New York, speaks well. Democrats are currently getting their clock cleaned for the soft on crime image. He's a former cop. Don't get me wrong. He's soft on crime too, but he's a former cop. He can point to that and say, look at me. I think it's Eric Adams. I do. Dear tall, dark, and concussed Oracle, you need to talk to the suits about making Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays a six-hour show to actually get a few of the Dr. Jesse questions. You're probably not aware of this, but you tend to get a little distracted at times. Well, maybe most of the time. You remind me of myself. My mother would ask me to take out the trash, and I'd be walking into the kitchen, and I'd get to it, and I'd forget what I was doing and end up riding my bike or something else and get in trouble. I listen to the podcast religiously on iHeart. While you have the suit's ear, let them know, of course, it's Pride Month and we don't want to hear every other commercial playing promoting the LGBTQ Air Force garbage. Well, I can't do anything about the commercials you don't hear me personally reading. All I can do is tell you about the new Hero Arrow. You know about the Hero Gun, the non-lethal gun? They have a new product out. And I'm geeking out on it because the wife's geeking out on it. And the second I pulled it out, I knew it was going to be cool. You know, the Hero Gun was already pretty pint-sized, right? The Hero Arrow is even smaller, and it's not shaped like a gun. It looks like a TV remote control. And you simply point it as a double barrel, double shot on it, and it shoots this Pavo gel, this non-lethal gel out, this pepper gel. And it just is crippling for whoever is attacking you or your wife or that daughter you sent off to college. Go get one. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because it gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Non-lethal gun. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Dear Dr. Steele, Oracle of Food, am I a bad person for now disliking Juneteenth and the national celebration it is becoming? Why are so many Republicans such spineless cowards? They can never push back on any of this crap the left pushes. Are 99% of them really on the side of the communists? All right. Listen, this is what's happened. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture me coming home every day. Let's say I walk in the house every single day and the wife has dinner ready. Oh, did I tell you? Did I tell you? For Father's Day, Michael, I forgot to tell you. Where's Chris at? I need Chris to be in here so I can rub this in his face. Oh, well, this probably isn't kosher. But for Father's Day, you know what French onion soup is, right? The wife, she shredded up a bunch of that cheese or whatever you, however you say that stupid word that's not American. She shredded up a bunch of it. And then she made or did the French onion thing. She made me a French onion grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, Michael, actually remind me, if you remind me, we should probably talk about this off the air, but now I'm rolling. If you remind me, there's leftovers. And since I don't want it, because I'm a juice man now, I'm juicing for a couple days. I don't want the leftovers to go bad. I have the oniony, cheesy mixture. I'll bring it in for you two meatheads to eat. That don't eat it in front of me, because I'm over here juicing, totally happy, absolutely not starving to death. All right, I messed that up, and I'm going to have to finish my analogy. Look, Republicans, people on the right, you're annoyed with all the Juneteenth stuff. You're annoyed with the endless propaganda pushed down your throat. I'm just going to explain why that is, and I'm going to explain why so many people on our side are worthless, useless cowards, and then we're going to talk about a new crop of very, very, very vicious people we have bred in this country. All that's still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.